Number one, the Rudolph's Tower.
It really is fascinating to see how at the winter solstice everything is in shadows and a ray of sunshine, like a spotlight, falls on the Rudolph's Tower.
The architect Friedrich Idam has long been fascinated by this natural spectacle. His area of scientific research is the industrial architecture of the Salzkammergut. He also lectures at the local technical secondary college. Before his university studies, he worked as a gravedigger at the Hallstatt Cemetery.
It stands to reason that the people who lived here hundreds or thousands of years ago also noticed this and felt this to be a special place.
This place is special, not just because of the exceptional qualities of the light. It is also strategically ideally situated. Erected as a defense tower at the end of the 13th century, it guarded the entrance to the salt mining sites in the Hochtal Valley above the town, as the manager of the Hallstatt Saltworks, Kurt Tomanek, explains.
A defense tower, because a valuable mineral was mined in Hallstatt and there were repeated battles over salt deposits, or one feared that there could be. Soon after it was erected, there was in fact a salt war between Salzburg and the Habsburg monarchy. So then it was put to the test for the first time.
The defense tower is named after King Rudolf I, also known as Rudolf of Habsburg and King of the Romans. The complex was built by his son, Albert I.
The form of the Rudolph's Tower as we see it today comes from the Biedermeier period. The pyramidal roof is from the 19th century. The Rudolph's Tower originally had another wooden defensive story which protruded beyond the stone part of the structure. And, very interestingly, this served as the permanent home of the master miner. The Rudolph's Tower was in constant use as the home of the master miner from the 14th century until the middle of the 20th century.